It's the Fraser Coast Hit 101.9 with Mac and Lockie. And you may have seen this guy in the paper. He's doing some awesome fundraising for the Leukemia Foundation. And he's got a personal story as far as his motivation goes. His name is Michael Walsh. Good morning, Michael.
Yeah, good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, mate. Now, can you tell us first why the Leukemia Foundation?
So basically, the Leukemia Foundation helped me out so much. And when I was diagnosed probably early last year with myelodysplastic syndrome, which is a pre-leukemia. Basically, my bone marrow stopped producing blood cells, so I was transfusion dependent for about 9 months before my transplant. And sort of got the call and had to go down to Melbourne straight away. And pretty much the whole time I'm down there, the Leukemia Foundation put me and my mummy up in a house for the whole time I had to be close to the hospital. So I had to be in the hospital for about 9 months. So they basically covered everything and took away all the financial stress that we shouldn't have had to worry about when we're going through such a tough time. So, and they help out so many families in the same situation and worse off as me as well.
Yeah, mate.
So I just want to give back a bit.
Yeah, a really good thing that they've done, and it's great to hear a personal story, as tragic as it is that it happened to you, but it's great to hear that this money that gets raised for these organisations actually does go back to people who really need it.
Yeah, definitely. And I was talking to the Leukemia Foundation, and they said it mainly helps out our Wide Bay regional areas as well, and up higher up as well, because we have to go down to Brisbane. The Brisbane people can live in, like, close to the hospital. They can just live at home while they go through treatment. Mm-hmm. But all of us have to live at the Leukemia Foundation down there. So pretty much most of the money comes and helps us, like, your communities as well.
Mate, I've just had a look at your donation page, and it's looking like you're getting close to cracking the $8,000 mark. When I looked this morning, it was about $7,800. What have you been doing to do such great fundraising work?
So basically, I've just got on social media and got the GoFundMe page up and running, and just contacting everyone's been really good with my friends and family, and that have been sharing it as well, and just contacting a few of the AFL clubs and that they're helping out. The Collingwood Football Club signed, I've got an old Brisbane Bears jumper that Nathan Buckley, he used to play for them. He signed that. And so did Michael Voss from the Port Adelaide Footy Club. So he signed that, ready to be auctioned off later on in the year. And also the Queensland Cowboys are sending me a signed footy to auction off as well.
Yeah, amazing, mate. It's great that you're getting so much support. So I will put the link up on our Facebook page, Hit 101.9 Fraser Coast, if people do want to donate. But Michael, how's your health going at the moment?
Yeah, so basically I go down every two weeks down to Brisbane just for a checkup, and I'm going really well at the moment. So I'm not naive to the fact that anyone can relapse at any time. So I'm just taking it day by day, but I'm one of the lucky ones, and I'm definitely grateful.
Mate, can you tell us about, obviously, and this is a good opportunity for you, all the people that have helped you out locally here on the Fraser Coast, and what that support has meant to you?
Means so much to me and my family as well. So it's just, so grateful for everyone who's either shared the link, donate their money, the businesses that have donated their hard-earned money to a great cause. So I'm very appreciative of all that as well.
Mate, good on you for, going through such a tough time and then also recognising that it was a good opportunity to help others. I think that's awesome, mate, and I really hope that, you can keep on top of it and stay healthy. And I know that, everyone listening to this will be backing you 100%, mate. So I would encourage people to go to our Facebook page. I'm putting the donation link up there. Mate, you're getting up to cracking that $8,000 mark. What is your goal?
So basically, We've already cracked that, but I've received a couple of checks for I got a $500 one and a $100 one, and basically with the checks you couldn't donate it to the GoFundMe page.
Yep.
So I just donated them straight to the Leukemia Foundation. So we've actually raised over $8,000, but I'd be looking at $15,000 now. I reckon we can crack by November.
Awesome, mate. Well, you're doing a great thing, as I said, particularly after what you've been through. So if you want to support Michael, make sure you go and check out our Facebook page, Hit 101.9 Fraser Coast. The link will be up there. And, mate, just lastly, what's your involvement with footy? Are you back playing?
Yeah, so the last couple of weeks back playing at Bay Power. It's been really good. It's just a just a fun thing to do on the weekends. And yeah, so it's good to be back doing something I never thought I'd be able to do again.
Yeah, fantastic, mate. Well, it's an inspiring story and worth getting behind the cause you're on. Michael, mate, thanks for chatting to me and have a good morning.
Yeah, thank you very much, mate. Cheers.